From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro have held historic meetings in Panama. Mr. Obama said that he wants to turn the page on Cold War-era divisions by engaging with the long-isolated Cuban government. At a news conference after their meeting, the U.S. president said that he is optimistic that while the United States will continue to stand for such issues as freedom of speech and of the press, a relationship is possible.
I'm optimistic that we'll continue to make progress and that this can indeed be a turning point, not just between the United States and Cuba, but for greater cooperation among countries across the region.
Saturday's talks came after the two leaders announced plans in December to normalize bilateral relations. The U.S. broke off diplomatic relations with Cuba in 1959 after Fidel Castro and his brother Raul led a revolution that ousted U.S.-backed President Fulgencio Batista. The Saudi-led coalition launched new airstrikes Saturday against Shiite Houthi insurgents in Yemen's southern port city of Aden. At least 22 people were killed. Riyadh's coalition carried out its aerial bombardment for the 17th straight day. The fighting threatens to turn Yemen into a failed state. Local armed groups have resisted the southward advance of the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, but the insurgents have taken control of key government facilities. Meanwhile, the Red Cross delivered nearly 36 tons of medical aid, water purifying equipment, and generators Saturday to the rebel-held Yemeni capital, Sana'a. That was the second such day of those deliveries. This is VOA News. At least 7 people were killed Saturday in Nigeria as voters went to the polls to elect governors and other state representatives. As Chris Stein reports, voter turnout was lighter than the presidential election last month.
2 weeks after unseating President Goodluck Jonathan in a presidential election, Nigerians gathered at schools, street corners, and markets to vote for governors in 29 of the country's 36 states. Governors in Africa's largest economy and most populous country wield control over their states and allocations of federal money. In Lagos, the country's commercial hub and largest city, the turnout was noticeably smaller than the recent presidential election. Voters in Lagos State are choosing between two main candidates, Jimmy Agbaje of Mr. Jonathan's People's Democratic Party and Akinwumi Ambode of the All Progressives Congress, or APC, the opposition party whose candidate, Muhammadu Buhari, triumphed over Mr. Jonathan in the presidential race. Results in the governor and House of Assembly races are expected in the next few days. Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
An Egyptian court has sentenced Mohamed Badi, the leader of the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, and 13 other defendants to death for inciting violence. The sentences handed down Saturday also included life imprisonment for a U.S.-Egyptian citizen, Mohamed Sultan, convicted of supporting the militant group. The U.S. State Department said it was deeply disappointed by Sultan's sentence and was concerned about his health and detention. It called on Egypt to release him on humanitarian grounds. The men are among the thousands detained after the ousting of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. Survivors and veterans who liberated the Buchenwald death camp in Germany gathered to mark 70 years since its liberation during World War II. Unlike Auschwitz in Poland, Buchenwald was not one of the camps designed by the Nazis as part of a final solution plan to annihilate European Jews. It was equipped, however, with crematoria and gas chambers. 56,000 people, 11,000 of them Jewish, perished at Buchenwald. Law enforcement officials say the U.S. Capitol building was locked down for a few hours as a precaution after shots were fired when a man killed himself outside the building. Capitol Police spokeswoman Kimberly Schneider described the suspected shooter as neutralized after a self-inflicted gunshot. Officials later confirmed that the man was dead. The incident occurred during the National Cherry Blossom Festival, one of Washington's busiest tourist events. And Pope Francis has proclaimed an extraordinary holy year beginning in December, in which he called on all Catholics to focus on showing mercy to others. In a papal declaration, the Pope said the times in which we live are of great historical change, and Catholics must renounce the arms of severity for the medicine of mercy. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.